Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Okay. All right, we're on page 56 in Bhandaka. Try at least just studying through, we'll just carefully read through this.
Yes, that would be really helpful. I have some trouble with
that. Yeah. And maybe we'll do it for at least a half an hour and then go to the sentences, and if we don't finish, we'll do next week, we'll do a half an hour. Anyway, let's see what we think. Everybody on page 56? I'd like you to have your Dr. Rupa Manjari, and right now, turn it to page 71. For a lady. You really have it? Okay.
I don't know my Sanskrit numbers on the journey today. So I'm in
trouble.
That's
so funny.
It's number 49 if you want to go by the...
That won't work.
I think it changes. I was trying to do that. Thank you.
We're going to be going all over the place, so...
Okay, great. We better learn our numbers, I guess.
Oh, which one? Oh, that's 9.
49. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Penny, they'll just have... They'll have something that you don't have, which is a whole... To be able to see the whole thing laid out.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. I can hold it up for you, but... You can also do it without it. Okay. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Let's just read through. In applying the terminations of the remaining roots of this conjugation, several phonetic changes take place, which we will now notice. So we're going to be working on li to lick. Okay. The ending ha of a root is changed to da when it is followed by any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel or by nothing. Mary, recall seeing some of this in the past passive participle formations. Okay, so that's what I mean. It's ubiquitous. It goes all through the language.
So it says duh. Does it have something?
Duh.
Does it have a
comma after?
Comma under it or something? I couldn't even make out the.
Yeah, it does. Because
okay.
It's just the letter duh,
right.
Oh, not
okay.
With the
okay.
Uh. Okay.
But under ha, there's no halant, right?
There is.
The ending
there is.
It's just very small.
Yeah. Okay. The ending root is changed to da, the dakara, when it is followed by any consonant except a nasal or semi-vowel or by nothing. You know, just for the, I might be telling you some of these things. If you want to note down right after that, the Panini Sutra 8-2-31, right after that, Roman numeral 1. That's the sutra that applies to that.
Oh, wow.
I do have some sutras here, so I'll give them to you. We won't do the sutras, but at least you'll have them. Okay, so let's read on. Thus, le, which followed by t, the third person singular termination of the present, becomes le, because takes guna, like strong, plus t, by 6, page 14, and is changed to led plus t, because the ta of t is not a nasal or a semi-vowel. Right? Clear for everybody? So now, the initial ta or ta of a termination followed by a soft aspirate or the fourth letter of a class, which da is changed to da. That sutra is 8-2-40. Is changed. So everybody see that? So now we've got the, see we're adding the affix t on. And so that T is going to change to the aspirate, duh. If it's followed by, if it's following a fourth letter, which it is now because of that.
Dha.
Okay. So now, what does that do? So now, next page. The Dha of Laid is a soft aspirate, therefore the T is changed to D, and thus we have Laid D. Right?
So based this is just regular consonant sandhi, right?
Yeah, it's complex consonant sandhi, though. It is, yeah, in terms of what we'll see.
Okay.
Laid D. When linguals and dentals are combined, the dentals substitute the corresponding linguals, see note page 21, first book, okay? And thus we get laid plus D. Now that is a sandhi rule that you've learned. When linguals and dentals are combined, the dentals substitute the corresponding linguals. So that's an important sandhi rule that's pervasive. Okay? So we get laid plus D. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm. But the first one, Carol, the being changed to the, that one, that rule is...
You wouldn't have learned that in the sandhi rules that we've learned.
But that's a sandhi rule.
It is a sandhi rule. But it's internal sandhi, and it's very specific.
Because they don't mention anything about that. And the next one they say, you know, see this note or see that.
Yeah.
Note.
So that's some sandhi rule that you would have learned in the sandhi
internal
rule.
Sandhi
this
rule.
Is all internal sandhi. So now we go to number 3. Da, it followed by it, the dakara followed by dakara is dropped. And the preceding vowel, except ra, if short, is made long. That sutra is 8.3.13. For Roman numeral 3, 8.3.13. So thus we come to lady. When the third person dual termination tes is applied, we have by one, laid plus tes, by two, laid plus das, and then laid plus das, and by three, lidaha, the short e being rendered long. There is no guna there, the termination tes being weak. The third person, everybody follow that?
No.
Okay, well this is actually, instead of just using t, right, it's using taha. And taha is the same dental, right, as a T, except T is the third person singular, T, taha, andi.
Mm-hmm.
And so T is going to be strong, it's going to cause guna. But tus, the tus ending won't be strong, but everything else is going to be more or less the same. So he's just giving you another example. Did you follow up to, then we come to lady.
So when he says, thus we come to lady, that is the...
We're finished
there, so that is our first... A third person singular.
Yeah.
Right.
Now go down 3/4 of the page and look at the whole paradigm. The third person singular, lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now go over one. Lidaha, the dual.
Mm-hmm.
And then lihanti. So now he's just showing us how to do lidaha. The second, the dual. You see that? Lady, lidaha.
Mm-hmm.
Page 57.
Yeah.
Go down.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're looking at lidaha.
Okay.
Because it's exactly the same process, except we're working with a weak instead of a strong.
Mm-hmm.
So let's read it again. Thus we come to lay D, that's finished.
Okay.
When the third person dual termination tes is applied, we have by Roman numeral 1, lead plus tes, then by Roman numeral 2, lead plus das, and then lead plus das, and by 3, lidaha, the short e being rendered long. See, if you look at Roman numeral 3, da followed by da is dropped and the preceding vowel except ra, if short, is made long.
Right.
The third person plural is lihanti. The termination anti beginning with a vowel, no phonetic change takes place. Li plus anti, there's no sandhi, there's no problem.
Mm.
Right? Li plus anti, lihanti.
And that's weak also, so it's just going to stay...
It's just regular.
Right.
There's no sandhi.
Right.
Plus sandhi. In the second person singular, we have C. Being strong, we get laid plus C by number 1. Number 1 is the ending root of a has changed to a da when it is followed by any consonant except a nasal or a semi-vowel by nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes laid plus C. Here the C can be changed to... She, by note page 21, first book. We have a special rule here. here's the special rule, number four. But really, I see this in a lot of different places, so it's good to kind of slog through it and understand. So here's the special rule. Da or sha, da dakara or shakara, followed by sa, is changed to ka. That sutra is 8241. 8241. 8241. Okay.
So is this also something we've seen in the PPP formations?
Some of them, yes. There, right? Yes. By this we get lake plus C. Because da or sha followed by sa is changed to ka. So we get lake plus C. Then C becomes she. Because sa followed by any vowel except r, a, or by ka or ra changes to sha. That's an old sandhi. That's mm-hmm. that one we've had. Mm-hmm. So now we've got lake plus C. Then C becomes she. Thus we arrive at lake she. Because ka plus sha. Mm-hmm. Like she.
Maybe I just learn all of these.
Yeah. But I want you to kind of get used to it. Mm-hmm. Because then it'll really be, it'll help be helpful in the long run. So, here the paradigms of the present tense are. So let's look at them. So the endings were present tense, mi, vaha, maha, right? Mm-hmm. No problem. Le, mi, li, vaha, le, because strong.
Strong.
Le, mi, le, vaha, le, maha. There's no sandhi, because they're semi-vowels, right? Okay. Semi-vowels are nasal, so it's not going to cause a change. That's by number one. Okay. Then, lake-shi, right? Mm-hmm. That's where the da changes to ka, and then the sa will change to sha, so lake-shi. Mm-hmm. Li-daha. This is that whole long thing that we just
mm-hmm.
went through.
Mm-hmm.
And lida, because what are the endings? See, taha, ta.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Then lady, we did it. Lidaha, we did. Lihanti, no sandhi. Because the ending begins with a vowel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Are we okay with everybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lidaha, second person dual. And lida, second person plural, should be made up like lidaha, third person dual. Right? That lidaha, lidaha, and lida, mm-hmm. they're all the same. But notice that actually the ending in the second person dual is taha. The ending in the second in the third person dual is taha.
Uh-huh. Right.
But it's going to come out the same mm-hmm. because of these sandhi rules. before mi, vaha, and maha, no phonetic change takes place. Mi and maha beginning with a nasal and vaha with a semi-vowel. The atmanepada forms are as follows. So avahe mahe, lihe, all week.
Mm.
Lihe, livahe, limahe, nothing. Likshe, just like lekshe, because the ending se, ate, dwe. So likshe, lihate, lidwe. Now in this in the plural, the ending is dwe. And so we are going to have sandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Si ate dwe. So there's going to be sandhi, which is going to cause the ha to change to da, which will cause the da to change to da, which will cause the first da to drop. And then you'll have li plus dwe.
So this is lidwe?
Lidwe. And I think he's going to explain this, so let's see if we understand it first. But then li de is going to be just like le di. Li de. Right? There's nothing there, te. So it's weak, but it's going to go through. It becomes long. Like if you look in the Parasmaipada, li daha, li da, li daha. It's the same thing, li de. Everybody okay?
Yeah, I just have one question.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm. Okay, so like on the second person plural. Lidwe?
Yeah.
Now, we don't get the lengthening of the vowel, so we don't have that step there. Because I thought when we dropped the...
I know, I was thinking about that too. Let me just yeah. let's sort of run through the three Roman numerals. The ending have a root is changed to da when it's followed by consonant is 2. initial T or tongue of termination followed by a soft aspirate of the fourth letter. That's not applicable.
Are there two dhas here?
Yeah.
Is there a
yeah.
dhuan in
here? Yeah, because it's dway is the termination.
So the dha changes to dha.
Yeah, so we're going to have...
Wait.
Yeah, we're going to have... Then we have da followed by da is dropped, and the preceding vowel, is if short, is made long. Yeah. Let's look and see if there's a typo. Leave dway. Typo.
Oh,
wow,
yeah.
Very nice, Tara.
In the,
in the Bhandarika, in the Bhandarika, page 57. This
one. That is correct, it is long.
It should be
yeah.
long. The
one of the few cases where the newer edition has a correct.
Ah, okay.
Leave dway.
I didn't want to look there.
Good, Tara, that was...
That's really good.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody see? Let's go ahead and do the imperative. Page 58. The second person singular termination of the parasmaipada imperative of the second group of conjugations is D, when the base ends in any consonant except the nasal or semivowel, because the termination is actually he.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but he changes to D, to D, when the base ends in any consonant except a nasal or semivowel. So let's look, ani, ava, ama, lehani, lehava, lehama, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then, he, tam, ta. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's weak, li, D, because the he changes to the aspirate, da, D, and then you're going to have the da plus da, the it changes the ha changes to da. Then the dental da changes to da. One da drops, first da drops, and the semi vowel and the vowel if not ra, if short is lengthened, so you get li di. Ready to follow?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia, are you with it?
I'm just absorbing.
Okay.
I mean, I read through this a couple of times and it's helping to go through it, but I'm not gonna I just, you know. I've
okay.
had a lot of time to focus on this week.
So say we say he, tem, ta for the endings.
Mm-hmm.
Here we've got the same, exactly the same thing. Ani, ava, ava.
Mm-hmm.
He, tem, ta. Tem, ta, man, tu. Okay. Okay, good. So who wants to explain the dum? Tara, you can explain it.
What?
Tell me the steps for li
dum. For third person?
For the second person dual.
Second person dual. Oh my god.
Just tell what you remember.
Okay, what I remember is it's weak, so we don't get the lengthen, we don't get the lay. Then we have the termination is
right
here. Okay. Tum. So we have to change the ha to a ga,
mm-hmm.
and we have to change the ta of the tum to ga.
Dental da first.
Dental da. And then we can't have, so then we have two dental das together, so they both.
No, then we've got a lingual da coming together with a dental. Lingual aspirate da coming together with a dental.
Dental, so we have to change the dental to a ta.
Right.
A da, okay. An aspirated da. Okay, so then we get ga coming together with ta,
mm-hmm.
and we have to change, we have to drop the, we drop the ta and we lengthen the vowel.
Right, as long as it's not ra.
As long as it's not ra.
That's right, that's it.
Okay.
Excuse me, what is a lingual? Is that the same as cerebral?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just
the cerebral,
word for that.
You know the, you call
okay.
it cerebral, okay. Lead them,
okay.
lead them. Okay, lida is the tum. That's exactly the same, right? Formation.
Right.
The tum and ta. So if you can do lidum, you can do lida. Is that clear? Okay, then Kiki, you do ledu.
So this is a strong. So the li goes to le. And then the h by number one changes to the dha, so we get laid. Then by number, then the ending is ta tu, so we are up to laid. And then when we apply the tu after the laid, that changes to gha. It finally comes to dha, but first it changes to dha, does it? Laid. So from laid we get laid, and then we apply the tu changes to dhu, or the tu goes to dha. So we get two dhas following one another, so we get laid. No.
You, one drops, the first dha will drop.
The first one drops, and then there is, then we, because. Yeah, so we get laidhu.
Laidhu. Do you understand what you just said?
I'd have to write out the steps, but I kind of understand.
But I want you to memorize the steps. I'm going to
memorize the steps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like you're doing right now.
Okay.
I'll do lidam, and then we're going to do the same thing for the next ones. Lidam goes like this. You have li, followed by any vowel, any consonant except a dent, except a semi-vowel or nasal.
Okay.
Right? So that's the ta for the tom. And so that means that ta will go to aspirate dental da. So now we have...
First the ho goes to da, right?
First lit goes to lid.
Yes.
And then the ta goes to da. Right? Mm-hmm. Ta goes to da.
Yeah.
Then because lingual and or cerebral and dental come in together, the dental has to change to the cerebral da. Then the first da will drop, because you have a da and da coming together. And as it drops, the preceding vowel, if not, will be lengthened.
Right.
So, li dam.
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, li han tu, no problem. Untu is the ending, yeah. So there's no sandhi there. Now, let's do the atmanetra. If you have... the endings are I, avahai, amahai. They're strong. There's no problem here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lehai, lehavahai, lehamahai, no sandhi. But now here, likshwa. Who wants to, Tara, you can do that one.
Okay, so this is a weak termination. So we have li, and we have to change the ha to the ga. Right?
Yeah.
Dental aspirate.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I'm just trying to get my terminology right. Okay. So I'm on lichva, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we change it to that, and then the termination is swa, which means we need to change to. Okay. Let me go back. This is number four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it's followed by sa. We must change it to the kaka. So, basically, we change leap to leak.
Yep.
And then swa becomes schwa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, schwa. And then we add it, and we get lichwa.
That's right.
Mm.
Right. Good. That sa becomes sha. That's a general sandhi rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like rameshu,
mm-hmm.
vakshu.
Right.
Right. Vakshu. So you need that sandhi rule. It comes all the time. And that's
you never see a sa after a ka. It always,
no, it all goes to sha.
Always goes. Yeah. It's like automatic.
Automatic. Yeah.
Is that the same?
And also
the locative plural.
Yeah, vakshu.
Yes,
vakshu. That's a cha that goes to ka. That then goes to. Mm-hmm. To the sh, su, then su goes to sh. Good. Okay, let's look at this. A tam, that's nothing. Li plus a tam.
Right.
Okay, you can do the next one, Kiki.
Which one?
Li dwam. Li ha tam, we don't have to do. You do li dwam, which is the atmanetara, second person plural. Li dwam.
Atmanetara, second person plural. Oh, you know what? This is still written so weirdly.
It should be, now they have it right. They've got the long E there.
Yes.
Lidhvam.
Yes. Lidhvam. So this is a weak, the ending is dvam. It's
mm-hmm.
a weak. So it doesn't go to le.
Mm-hmm.
It, but the, because the tha follows, the li goes to lid, and the lid followed by dhvam, the dha. So it goes to lid by number one, and then by number two, the following dha changes to dha. And so we have lid plus dhvam, and the two, no, we don't have lid yet. We have lid plus dhvam. And then, because there are two dhas, one followed by the other, the first one drops.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have lid, lidhvam, but the it drops, and simultaneously the li becomes li, and so it becomes li.
A short vowel, except for order, will go long.
Right.
Good. And you see now the third person singular, lidham, is exactly the same.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So, and then lihatam, atam is the ending, so nothing. Atam, lihatam. So, everybody clear?
Yeah, that was good practice.
That was really helpful.
For me too. It makes us sit in there and just get it. Oh, for that Roman numeral one at the top of the page, did I give you that, Cindy? The second person singular termination. It's 6 for number 1 here on the top of page 58.
You don't mean Sandeep, you mean the...
The Panini.
Yeah.
6-4-1-0-1. 6-4-1-0-1.
For that one that says the second person singular termination.
Yeah.
Okay.
6-4-1-0-1. Now, they have a little note underneath this. Remember that the three members of the first person are strong and the second person singular parasmipeda are weak in the parasmipeda.
Mm-hmm.
But notice that again, in the parasmipeda, the singular, the first person is strong and the third person singular is strong, but in the atmanapada, it's only the first person that is strong. Right?
Right.
Okay, number 5. Roots beginning with the and ending in ha, change the ha to ga under the same circumstances as those mentioned in Rule 1. This is Sutra 8-2-32. Roots beginning with the and ending with ha, change the ha to ga under the same circumstances as those mentioned in Rule 1.
Meaning when followed by any consonant except nasal or semivowel.
The ending root of a, for number one, is that the ending ha of a root is changed to da when it is followed by a consonant except a nasal or a semivowel or by nothing except roots beginning with da and ending with ha, change the ha to ga instead of that cerebral da, right? They change it to ga under the same circumstances as those mentioned in Rule 1. Everybody understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of the... See, what this is an exception. Like, if you notice... go back to number 1. Notice that the sutra for number 1 is 8-2-31.
Uh-huh.
You see that?
Yeah.
This sutra... is 8-2-32.
So it's an exception for 8-2-32.
Yeah, so it's an exception.
Okay.
Did you write down 8-2-32? Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So the number one actually talks about the ending ha of a root, and
right.
This talks about roots beginning with the, even if they're ending with ha. Okay.
Yeah. Even though it's ending in ha, if it begins with a da, then it doesn't change to the lingual da. It changes rather to the aspirate ga.
Okay. That's what was confusing.
Yeah,
Penny. It has to have those two conditions. It has to end in her and it has to start in duh.
That's,
right.
That's right. Otherwise, it doesn't start in the duh. And then with the duh,
it's
changes
insane.
To duh. Lingual duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an exception, you know?
Yeah. That was the hard part for me to get.
It's just to accommodate
the beginning.
No, there's a couple of roots.
I was trying to think,
there's
what
two,
else is there but two?
No, there's yeah. Also. We're going to do that one too.
Right.
Isn't this neat?
Isn't it great?
Physical gymnastics.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's do the next one. Okay, so now, thus do... when the termination T is appended to it, becomes T-O, or it becomes T being strong, dog plus T, right? He's just saying that the do goes to, that U goes to O for strong. So do becomes dog plus T by 2, page 56. It is dog plus D. Look at 2, page 56. The initial ta or ta of a termination following a soft aspirate, which ga is, as is da, both are soft aspirates, the fourth letter of a class, they are changed to da. So we've got ga and da, both fourth aspirates, so the T goes to D, goes to its aspirate. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now we've got dog plus D. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Then, now we have another one, number six, Roman numeral six. In the body of a word or grammatical form, the preceding consonant, except a nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class when followed by a third or fourth letter, soft unaspirate. For sha, da is substituted in these circumstances.
Now, can you... I actually gave up at this point.
Let's go over it. It's Jalam Jesh Dashi. It's actually, I don't know the sutra number. That's the sutra, though. Let's see. In the body of a word or grammatical form. So that means we're in internal sandhi.
Okay.
The preceding consonant, except a nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class when followed by a third or fourth letter, soft unaspirate or aspirate. Okay, so stop right here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got dog, which is an aspirate,
mm-hmm.
followed
mm-hmm.
by an aspirate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
now this says, in the body of a word or grammatical form, the preceding consonant, except a nasal, substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class, which ga, the unaspirate of ga, goes back to the third letter, which would be ga. So dog, which would become dog. Why? When followed by the third or fourth letter, soft unaspirate or aspirate, it's followed by a D.
Right.
And that's a third or fourth letter. It's a fourth letter.
Right.
So now, you see, in Sanskrit, two aspirates can't come together. When two aspirates come together, the first aspirate will usually go back to its unaspirate equivalent. So if it's a soft aspirate, it'll go back to the third letter. So in other words, ga would go back to ga. If it were a hard aspirate like ka,
mm-hmm.
it would go back to ka. But then there would be other sandhi since da, the D that follows is soft.
Mm-hmm.
So here we've got, remember this, ha is soft.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ha will often change to its fourth letter. The fourth, and ha is a guttural. So here, ha is going to ga. Which it makes sense that it would go to ga.
Mm-hmm.
So ha is going to ga.
Right.
And now ga is followed by another aspirate, D.
Right.
Okay? Now you've got two aspirates together. You can't have two aspirates together.
So
the first aspirate has to go back to its unaspirate equivalent, which would be the third. So dog would become dog.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd get dog D. So
I get that. Can I just understand the language here? Though it says in the body of a word or grammatical form, so that's the internal something.
Uh-huh.
Then it says the preceding consonant, which refers to kh, except nasal, right? So in this case,
like that, the preceding consonant, except a nasal.
So that's kh
mm-hmm.
of dog,
mm-hmm.
substitutes the third or fourth, or soft unaspirate of its class.
The third is the soft unaspirate. Those are two ways of talking about the
soft.
The third, that would be, right, if you do a ka, ka, ga, ga, that's the third unaspirate.
Always, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The third is the soft unaspirate.
So, fine. That's where I was getting confused.
When followed by a third or fourth letter, a soft unaspirate or aspirate, the third or fourth would be either ga or ga. So, for instance, if you had, it doesn't make any difference if you had a da or a da following it, that first aspirate would still have to go back to ga. But here, we're working with the fourth aspirate, but the rule is broader than that.
And so when it says substitutes the third or soft and aspirate, so the third slash soft and aspirate, that's the same thing
that's that right.
I was talking about.
That's
okay.
Right. No, by the third or, oh yeah, by the third or soft and a third slash soft and aspirate.
Right.
That's right. When followed by a third or fourth letter, that
right.
would be either followed by like a non-aspirate third or an aspirate fourth, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Soft, and then he puts it soft and aspirate, soft unaspirate, or aspirate. The soft unaspirate is the third letter, the aspirate
mm-hmm.
is the fourth letter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still a little confused.
It's all right.
So when they're talking about the preceding consonant, are we saying any of the four, except the nasal, because that would be the fifth, if it's followed by... either the third or fourth changes to the third. Is that what we're saying?
Let's see. In the body of a word or grammatical form, the preceding consonant except the nasal substitutes the third or soft unaspirate of its class.
That means it changes to the third.
Yeah, it changes. It's going
so if it's the first or the second or the fourth, it changes to the third.
That's right.
Okay.
When because this is why, Penny.
So if it's hard, either aspirated or unaspirated, or if it's the
fourth
aspirated one. Soft.
Yes.
Then it changes. All of those change to the third, the unaspirated
that's,
soft.
That's right.
So
and the reason right. that's right because the reason is when followed by a third or fourth letter. When followed by a third or fourth letter, which is a soft. So you can't have a hard and a soft.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Girl. Better. She's not been feeling well today.
Really?
Oh, she hasn't?
Uh-uh.
You got it.
Oh,
she didn't eat, hasn't eaten.
Oh, no.
And, yeah.
Yeah. It's stressful.
Yeah, we'll see how she does. Let me just go check and see if she's eaten.
Hi, Tibbers.
She ate
a little tiny bit.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
You're all cat people, aren't you?
Yeah.
So she came in kind of early last night and slept with me right away, which is unusual.
Yeah, yeah.
Then,
did she eat anything?
No, hardly anything.
Oh,
kid.
No, you're okay. We'll see how you do.
I was hoping she'll, you don't like things that good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't eat.
We'll see.
So could we...
Yeah.
Can we say it like this?
Yeah, go ahead.
That the hards
yeah.
have to change to the soft by virtue of that's what we always do.
Yeah.
And then the aspirates have to change to the unaspirate because you can't have the two aspirates together.
That's right. That's exactly right. There's a sutra called Jalam Jesh Jashi. Now let me just look that up for you. You can write this sutra down. This is I think we even had this sutra.
That's such an interesting thing too. She's gone. Yeah.
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 I don't remember that in her house.
Which one?
No,
Oh, yeah.
I think she bought the place furnished. I don't
know. No, that was in her house.
Oh,
we're talking about your painting.
I'm not even Rudy's even.
No, I did. I bought this house completely furnished.
Oh, so the painting was there.
That's
your
painting,
that's
right?
Painting.
The particular thing is mine.
Okay.
Right. Very nice.
But you cannot believe the furniture that was in this. But I tell you, the next time when I can unhook my computer for something that I can't unhook it from, next week I'll take my computer around with the Skype camera and show you. You landed on one of the few things in the house that's fine.
Well, it's really prominent because it's right behind your head.
No,
you can really see it. It's nice.
8453. Jalam Jesh Jashi. 8453.
Are you ready to try to go outside?
Hmm?
See how you feel, okay?
And let's see.
Well, she ran out there. It's cold out.
She'll be all right. I'll watch her today.
Yeah. We'll go to the hospital if we need to.
Oh, man. I hope not.
Yeah. We'll see. Okay. What number was that? 8453?
Mm-hmm. Six, yeah.
Huh?
Six. Mm-hmm. 8453. Right.
That's only part of it, but that's the main part. Yeah, that's it. Cholam Jeshtishi. Okay, so let's look at the example here. Mm. This we have Dog plus D. Right?
So essentially Dog changes to Dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus D. Plus Dog D. The dual is Dugda.
Is Dog the root?
Do is the root.
Do.
In
this
your
is also confusing.
Look, just for simplicity, it'd make it a little simpler. In this thing that I gave you, this Dada Manjari, go to page 64.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
So
just go back a few
slightly
days.
Out of focus when you move it. I think
it's
hard
to
hold it still.
Just
okay.
Hold it.
No,
I just
want to
try that.
Okay. Yeah, if you hold, if it's held still, then I can see it.
Well, it says das Duk, but it's not very prominent. I agree with you.
Are you reading
it's
it?
Right number,
no,
because
you're
you see it's not right. But it's not
I know,
right.
Okay, sorry. It's better.
I know I should know it.
I'll maybe get a little stand for you.
I can't see it.
I can
see it. I know what root were you talking about.
Okay, can everybody look here on page 64? Mm-hmm. Oh, did you find the page? That's good.
Yes, number 46.
Okay. So look at, do you see Dogdi?
Mm-hmm.
Dogdi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, remember in present tense, only the singulars are strong. So we've got Dogdi, Dugdaha, because it doesn't take guna.
Mm-hmm.
Duhanti, because anti, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Dokshi. Now, we have, that's the next thing we have to go to understand. So leave Dokshi for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Dugdaha.
Mm-hmm.
Dugda. Nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's si tahata, the same sandhi.
Mm-hmm.
Then do mi, duvaha, dumaha for the first person. Nothing there. You see that?
Oh, this goes, no wonder.
Oh, it goes backwards, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Because that's how they do it in Sanskrit. They put the third person first.
But it says pratama de, isn't that
pratama is third person.
Well, Prasma is not one first person.
Uttama, last person is first person. That's wonderful, that's Sanskrit. Okay, so now, in this paradigm, we have to look at Dokshi, the second person. The others are all we should know, we should recognize the others by what we just did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now go on page 59. When a root has or consists of a syllable.
My God. It's just that. When a root has or consists of a syllable. That's crazy.
Oh, God, okay.
Did you go through this when
you
were studying?
Yeah, I did. I remember looking at the sutras also. No, I really liked it because it's like algebra kind of, you know. You have to put it down like an algebraic equation. But now that I'm reading it, it's starting to be funny. When a root has or consists of a syllable beginning with bagarda, and ending with a soft aspirate fourth letter, the ba is changed to ba, ga to ga, and da to da. When the syllable is followed by sa, dwa, or nothing.
Why does it say syllable and not letter?
Well, because we're looking, each root is a syllable, right? It's one syllable.
Mm-hmm. It says when a root has or consists of a syllable.
Because there's going to be a vowel, too.
Oh, okay.
When
okay,
a root
so
has
just
or
a
consists
sound.
Of
sorry.
Yeah. When a root has or consists of a syllable beginning with ba, gar, da, and ending with a soft aspirate, fourth letter, The ba is changed to, they're changed to their aspirates. Ba goes to ba, ga to ga, and da to da.
Right.
When the syllable is followed by is, dwa, or nothing. And that's Sutra 8237. Okay, so do you see that dokshi? That's exactly what's happening. Do you remember that? The da goes to ka, either da or sa goes to ka, or dokshi. Let me find it. Da or sha, followed by is, is changed to ka.
That's number four, right?
Oops, I'm getting lost. I'm lost, just a minute. By this, let's go through it. By this we have dok plus si, which becomes dok plus si,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Dog plus si has to go back to the first. It has to go, this is different, it has to go back to the first because an aspirate followed by a hard consonant is going to go back to the first letter, which is ka. So we've got dok plus si, which becomes dok plus she.
Where do we get the quote? It doesn't even say dog, it says quote, right? But this we have.
It should say dog.
Can you see it?
Ga. Dog. Thus we have dok plus si, which becomes dok plus si. That should be a ga. Dog.
Okay. Yeah, it's an aspirated ga. Dog.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to
Read. Letter it should be dog plus C, which would become dog plus C, which becomes dog plus she, which is written as dog she.
I think, Harold, that I have a typo in here.
Let me see.
This right there. I can't tell. But this we have, and then
this right here. That's. It should look like this. Dog.
So the very first change.
Yeah.
From the kara to ha is because our termination is C.
The very first change, are you going back to number five?
I'm going back to number six.
Number
so
six.
Because our root begins with the, but
yeah.
Where our termination is going to be C, then we have to change it to the aspirate, to the, to begin with.
That's right.
Okay.
Ga, not da, ga.
No, I'm talking about changing the in the second person, that's where we are, right? Dokshi.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. The double.
We have the soft unaspirate in the root. But we're going to the aspirate, the, as in dho.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have a C termination. That's what seven is.
That's
saying.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. A termination that begins with a sa is causing that.
Right, good.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
The first thing we're noticing.
And the second thing you have to notice is that the ga
right.
Goes back to ka because
right.
Of this. Goes back to the hard.
Right.
Yeah.
And even though it's doing that and it looks the same as when we did li, it's doing it for a different reason.
It's doing it for a different
okay.
Reason.
That's
yeah,
what I wanted to
that's
say.
Good.
Good.
So that, everything there, now we've just gone through dokshi, let's let's read through this. Atmane, but of present, third person singular, dugde, e ate, ate, dugde, duhate, duhate. That should be clear, right? Second person, dukshe, because the ending is se.
Right.
So same thing.
Right, so it'll become.
Same thing. Then duhate, and then dugdwe, because the ending is aspirate da. If you look on page 7, it's Roman numeral 7. It's an is or a dwa, right?
Right.
And so that's why we're getting it there.
Okay.
Everybody see that?
Yeah.
Dan Pierce, imperative, third person, to Tom and to.
Mm.
Dog do. Same as all of the others. Dog do. Dug Tom, same. And then do hunt to, no problem. Atmanapit, a third person. Tom, atom, atom. Dug Tom. Do ha Tom, do ha Tom. There's nothing there. It's all the same. Same sequence. Second person. Dukshwa. There the ending is swa. There's your sakara, right? Then duhatam and dugdwam. There's the dwa. Remember, sa or dwa is going to cause that aspiration of the da.
I know this is painstaking, but it's so helpful to be this slow on this.
Oh, it's
really important.
Yeah, we're just going to slog through. That's the best way to do it. Can you turn to page 64 in your book, in this one?
Which word are we looking at?
We're looking at do.
Do, okay.
Do for Paris Maipada. So you can see what type of changes. Dog D, because that's why singulars are strong. Dog D, Dug Dha, Duhan T. Right? Dog Shi, why? Because of C.
Yeah.
Dug Dha, Dug Dha. Nothing there. So the Dog Shi, because of the C. Right? Mm-hmm. And then if the ending begins with a vowel or a nasal or semi vowel, there's no problem. So Dog Mi, Duvaha, Dumaha. Let's look at the, we're not doing imperfect in this one, so skip the imperfect and go to the imperative. Dog do, forget the secondary form for now. Dog do. Remember, it's to Tom unto. Dog do. Strong. So do Tom, do unto. Dog di. Because here the aspirate is he, which changes to di.
Mm.
So dug di, dug dum, dug da, he tum ta, right? Then ani ava ama, no problem. Dohani, dohava, dohama. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Go over to the atmanepada. E ate ate, dug de, duhate, duhate. Ate ate, no problem. Duk de, they're all weak. So then dukshe. Why? Because of the se, because of the sakara.
Right.
Dukshe. Then ate, duhate, but duk dwe, because se or dwe, the sakara or dwe, or dwa, right, is going to cause that aspiration of the da. So duk, remember that? It's sa or dwa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've got duk dwe. Then Duhe, duhe. Oh, evahe mahe, duhe. Duvahe, dumahe. No problem. So go to the imperative. Dugdham, same thing. Tom, atom, atom. Dugdham, duhatam, duhatam. Then, dukshwa, because swa.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Dukshwa. Duha tam, and then dugdwam, because dwam, there's your dwa.
Mm-hmm.
Dugdwam. And then strong here, dohai, doha, I, abahai, amahai, dohai, dohabahai, dohamahai. Okay, that took our time. Let's see what we're going to do next time. We didn't do any sentences. Yeah, you know, it's really so worth it to spend time on this, just because this is, it'll just make all of the other forms easier when we go on to other, because it's ubiquitous, it goes all the way through. Okay, so now what we've done is we've gone down to, on page 59 to 2A, so next week We'll try to finish this. We'll do Han.
Mm.
See if we can finish it.
Mm.
Still quite a bit to do.
Yeah. And then there's one more chapter with the imperfect.
Yeah. That's all right. If it's all right with you to spend time, then
it's all right with me. Really helpful.
Okay, let's stop here then. All right, we're just getting ready to call you. Okay? Okay.